Hello, ma'am. My name is Joe. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. May I speak with Howell, please?
That's me.
Hi, ma'am. Do you have a few minutes that you could maybe share some of your time and your opinions with us with a quick survey?
I guess. Go ahead.
Thank you, ma'am. Allow me a second. Let me just go ahead and open it up for you. Are you a registered voter in Fresno County?
Yep.
Okay. Let me see. Yes, you are. Okay. So on March the 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but are the chances of your voting on the March primary, are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote. Or chances 50-50, or maybe you won't vote at all for the
No, I'll
primary.
vote. I definitely vote.
Okay. Now, in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in March primary elections, what are the chances of your voting for local offices as well, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost
Oh
certain to
yeah,
vote?
100%. Yeah, just because
Awesome.
those people play a giant role in our community.
Perfect. Now, in what year were you born?
93.
1993. Okay, that's for statistical purposes. Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or
No.
Pacific?
Oh,
Most
Asian.
Asian? Okay, let me see. You're so white, African American, Hispanic. Asian or Pacific Islander, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important to you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. The issues that people are most concerned of is parental rights and education, inflation and cost of living, jobs and wages, water policy, homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, public safety and crime. Housing affordability. Which of these would you think is the most important for you?
Ooh, that's a rough, that's hard, but
Yeah, a lot of important things.
housing,
Housing, okay. Housing, is it housing affordability?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you the name of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each of them as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can just say so. Okay?
Okay.
First person on the list is Gavin Newsom. Have you heard of him?
Yes, he's our governor.
Okay, and what are your feelings towards her? Very favorable? Somewhat favorable?
I'll abstain.
Okay. What about Steve Brendel?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, never heard of. That's an option. What about Joe Biden? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay, and would you say it's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, and what about Gary Bredefeld?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, what about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Paul Dictos.
Yeah, I don't know who. Well, I know he serves public office, but I don't know who he does. But I've seen his name around.
Right. So would you say that then that there's no opinion towards him?
Yeah,
Or
no opinion.
okay. All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, And the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Dion Bardouche, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, Bryce Herrera, and Steve Brado, county supervisor and businessman. For whom would you vote?
I can't give you an answer because I would have to read more about the candidates.
Mm-hmm. Now, just listen to the names, right? And what you already know about them. Gary Bredefeld, Dion Bardis, Paul Dictos, Bryce Herrera, or Steve Brandel. Which do you think you would lean towards?
Yeah, I don't know because I don't know much information about them at the moment.
Okay, that's a valid answer. We'll go ahead and record that. Now, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate you would lean, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Dion Bardis, Paul Dictos, CPA, county assessor and recorder, Bryce Herrera, or Steve Brandel, county supervisor and businessman. So basically, this is almost the same question.
It would be the same answer as the previous one as well.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know because the honest truth is I don't know what his all the things he's accomplished and have not accomplished, so I can't give an answer.
That's okay. That's perfectly fine. It's a valid answer. It is an option, so I'll go ahead and record that for you. Now, how would you vote? How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandel as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Yeah, let's abstain from that one too.
Okay, folks. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor, and for each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So basically, just describing the candidate, right? And if he was to work as a professional at the Fresno VA, a medical professional, would that make you more likely to want to vote for the candidate? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Works at the VA. Could you describe it again? Works at the VA medical field, you said?
Yeah, this is just like a description of a candidate, right? If the person was... Would that fact make you want to vote or not vote against the person?
Well, I feel like my answer would kind of be influenced by their role and their views, even if they are associated with that kind of position.
Okay.
So, is there like a middle one?
There's a neutral.
Yeah, let's do neutral.
Okay. What if the candidate who's running will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes? Would that make you want to vote, not vote, or neutral?
Yeah, let's say more likely.
Okay. What if the candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
What are we doubling again? Can you repeat that?
The trash collection fee. So right now people are paying a certain fee, right, for trash collection.
Oh, okay. Oh, for garbage, disposal, and stuff like that? Doubling it?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the option again? Less likely, not likely.
Yeah. Likely or less likely?
Yeah, so less likely, but then also what's the reason behind that?
Okay. Now, would it be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
But then would it decrease the amount of trash or something? Or would, like, I don't know. We're just asking in general. But then, you know, it's kind of like you want to have the reason why if it was going to increase, but it decreased the amount of trash around the county, you know, that's the question. If it is a yes, then I would be neutral about it.
Okay. Yeah, because basically, you know, doubling the fee for that means that they would pay more, meaning that they would have more equipment to use, meaning there would be more trash.
Okay. Let's let's go. Yeah, okay. See, so it's not just like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm paying more, but I'm getting nothing. So, let's go with, what was the other?
It's so,
neutral,
yeah,
less or more, huh?
Yeah, more.
Yeah, let's go with more. Okay. Let's go with more.
With more, it should be much more or somewhat more?
Let's go with much more then, yeah.
Okay. What about if the candidate running was a Democrat?
Okay.
Likely to vote, less likely, or neutral?
More likely.
Okay. More likely or somewhat more likely?
Let's do somewhat more likely.
Okay. What if the description of the candidate was one who would hold the line on taxes and fees? Meaning that they'll fight, right, to make sure that, you know, they're not going to go down, but they're not going to go up neither. They would, you know.
Okay. Yeah, let's do more likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more, yeah. Or I guess we could do much more, yeah, whatever. What are those answers?
Well, yeah. But, you know, you're the one with the survey, right? So, like, how do you feel about that? If the candidate was to say that, look, we're not going to lower your taxes, but we're also going to make sure they don't go up. Would that make you much more likely to vote for them, or somewhat
more
likely?
Let's do much more. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what if the candidate was 80 years old or more?
Okay, that's neutral. We're not discriminating on age.
Okay. Neutral. Now, what if the description was a candidate who would be bringing more affordable, high-density housing options for North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
You said North Fresno?
Uh-huh.
Let's see, what is the word? Yeah, less likely.
Okay, now would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Then a description of a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornography materials from the county library. Would that make you more likely to vote? Less likely?
Yeah, more likely.
Okay, much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right, now with this, we're already 70% through with the survey. We thank you for taking the time to share your opinions with us. Let's continue. Next question is, I'm going to read to you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all that you would vote for that candidate. The first one on the list is Paul Dictos. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficiency and wasteful spending on and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, or a small chance, or no chance at all that you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
Fair.
Okay. The next person will be Stephen Brandow. Currently, he serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandow has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandow is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornography material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say that there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Steve Brandow for county supervisor?
That's a good chance, too.
A good chance, okay. And finally, Gary Brennerfeld. Currently, he serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Brennerfeld will fight for honesty and transparency, in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there's a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all that you would vote for Gary Brandefeld?
No chance.
No chance, okay? Okay, now after hearing, you know, more information on all of these candidates, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, business and city councilman, member, Dion Bardis, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, Bryce Herrera, and Steve Branda, county supervisor and businessman. For whom would you vote? Let me read the names to you really quick. Gary Bredefeld, Dion Bardis, Paul Dictos, Bryce Herrera, or Steve Branda?
Who's our incumbent again?
So right now, I believe it's, I forgot. I think it's Steve Brendel. I think he's the one that's currently serving.
Okay, it was, earlier when we did the question just now, it was the person after Paul Dictos. I forgot his name.
Let me see, we'll go back. Let me go back. But the people are Gary Bredefeld. I mean, just considering the information that you already know about them, right? Gary Bredefeld, Dion Bardis, Paul Dictos, Bryce Herrera.
Okay, can we abstain? Or if not, do we have to choose the person?
No, you can abstain if you feel like, you know, choosing somebody like today.
Yeah, let's abstain, because I also don't know information about the other candidates.
Right, yeah.
So perfect. I feel like the bias. Offhand knowledge, so it's unfair for the other candidate.
Correct. No, it's a valid answer. It's a valid answer. We'll go ahead and skip that one. Now, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Dion Bardis, Paul Dictos, CPA, county assessor and recorder, Bryce Herrera, or Steve Branda? So basically, this is the same question, just read differently. Would you choose somebody, or do you want to go ahead and skip that one too?
Yeah, let's skip that one too.
Okay, folks. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
A Democratic.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I'd say a strong.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Let's say liberal.
Okay. And with liberal. Would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you completed? 1st through 11th, high school graduate, or higher education?
Higher education.
Okay, and with higher, would you say you have an associate's degree, bachelor's, or master's?
Bachelor's.
Okay, this one here. Okay, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
Okay, perfect. So that's the end of the survey. Ma'am, we thank you so very much for sharing your opinions with us. It would really help us with our research, okay? You have a great evening.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, then. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.